WJTL bringing you Landry Cantrell with Source. Good morning to you at 720.
Clouds and showers rolling out during the morning hours. High around 85 degrees for today. Tonight, clear skies, low 61. Tomorrow's looking like a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 81 degrees. Over the weekend, looking pretty consistent. Sunny on Saturday, breezy, high 81 there. And Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, high 80 degrees. Right now in Harrisburg, partly cloudy at 70 degrees. In Lancaster, 71.
We're welcoming back our dear friend Sib Nafziger-Charles, who is with Johnny and Friends. Good morning again to you, Sib.
Good morning.
We love having you here.
It's so fun to be here.
Your role as the Ministry Relations Manager is to help churches make church and church events and church happenings a more welcoming place for those families affected by disability. Yeah. What is it like? You certainly had it your entire married life. What's it like for a family with disabilities?
You know, what I use now when I talk to people is, remember in March of 2020 when the world shut down? Yeah. Everybody was saying, we're so isolated. We feel so alone.
Yeah,
I say, remember that feeling, because that's how families affected by disability feel most of the time. The word I hear the most in the disability community is, we feel so isolated.
Right.
Maybe they have a child with a significant disability. They don't quite fit into the family scene, even their immediate family. They don't know how to respond. And so they're isolated. They are alone most of the time. And you and I talked earlier, transportation is a huge issue for individuals affected by disability. So again, isolated.
Yeah.
Well, you can work remotely. You can work from home, which is okay. But you want to be with people. You want to be engaging with people. So that isolation is so difficult. And we all want a place of belonging. And that's what families affected by disability are longing for, that place of truly belonging. And so I want to help churches not just minister to families affected by disability, but with, where right. they are truly an intricate part of the congregation, of that community, because that will help them not feel isolated and will also give them a place of belonging. And we can also help the church begin to engage and welcome other families affected by disability into their church community.
So, if somebody's listening and they say, well, you know, I'm the person at my church that could help make that happen, how can they get in touch with you? What does that look like? Do you come out and speak
with
them?
Absolutely. I've been out in the last 2 months, I've been out 3 Sundays. This Sunday, I'm doing another training on how to engage and teach people in your church how to do a buddy ministry, a one-on-one,
right.
So the whole family can worship together. So we have one-on-one in schools. Why can't we have one-on-ones in churches?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Doesn't it? And so that way the whole family, because many times families don't go to church because one Sunday mom will go, one Sunday dad will go, so they can't even worship together.
Right.
Again, isolation.
Right.
So they can contact me at our Johnny and Friends Pennsylvania office, 717-522-1467, or go to johnnyandfriends.org and find me there as well.
Another way families can get plugged in is at your upcoming events.
Absolutely. We have these incredible family retreats. They're week-long for families affected by disability, and it's also a great teaching ground for churches. Send your youth group to serve. I think we think of missions as going overseas, but
sure,
right here
do,
in
yeah.
our communities, we have yeah. families affected by disability. So we have 4 week-long family retreats and then a week-long retreat for our warriors who come back from war. And we need approximately 400 volunteers in the summer
wow.
to serve at all of those upcoming events.
So what do you do as a volunteer at one of your events?
We will train you. We have 24-hour training. Many will be one-on-ones with a child, youth, or adult with a disability. We also help the siblings. So you may be engaged one-on-one with a sibling for the week. You don't stay in the rooms with them. Their families are there, but you're with them throughout the day, making sure they're engaged in all the activities. All ages can come. We've had people from age 15 up to age 80 serving.
Wow.
So we need some people, though, that are young and can run around camps. So we do need that. So yeah.
So your warrior event is at Sandy Cove, right. but your family events is Spruce Lake.
Spruce Lake Retreat.
Mm-hmm. And then get all the details, the dates, anything yep. about volunteering, they can get right there at your website.
Yep, johnnyandfriends.org, correct.
Check it out, johnnyandfriends.org. Lots of opportunities to serve, whether in your church or at these events coming up with Johnny and Friends. Sib, it was so great to see you.
It's so wonderful to be here again.
Thank you for
Absolutely.
Coming back. Yep. Blessings to you. Back to the music
Thank
we go.
You.
Here's Jordan Jansen. This is You Can Let Go, WJTL.